It's not just another day in your life. Things are changing for the better. At Comcast, we see those changes and we're thinking about how we use technology today to live, work, learn, and play. And we're building for the future now, so we're better prepared for the wants and needs of tomorrow. That's why Comcast is rolling out multi-gig internet speeds to more than 50 million homes and businesses before the end of 2025, making our already industry-leading network even faster, smarter, greener, and more reliable. Over the decades, Comcast has been your partner, working hard to serve your community, and will continue to be your partner. We're expanding our gigabits, so you can enjoy the tiny bits that matter most.
You want a healthier lifestyle, but how do you get started? Then stick with it. By listening to the Fitness Revolution podcast with Shay Sandifer, of course. Your journey to greater well-being starts now.
Hello, everyone. It's Coach Shay with Fitness Revolution. How are you? It's May, and it is sunny out. And guess what that means? It is farmer's market season. Yes, it is. I'm so excited because you know what's happening? We open up May 20th. Look at these beautiful yard signs. Yeah, look. I'm like, look at that. I'm disappearing. Look at that. Isn't that great? Lakeview Terrace Farmer's Market every Saturday, 9 to 1. Look at the sponsorship. Look at that. Blue Cross, Blue Shield, and Caribou Coffee. Isn't that amazing? We are just growing and learning and evolving every day. But that's wonderful to know. But we have a special guest today. She is just, I just love her. She just has this amazing spirit. And you guys need to get to know her because you might need her for something in your life because she's doing so many amazing things behind the scenes. And it's always the people that are behind the scenes that people don't know about. But I was like, we are going to showcase her today. So let me introduce you to Miss Sina, playing it cool. And I know that's not how you say it. She's going to tell you how to say her last name in just a second. She is the communications director for the Minnesota Farmers Market Association. Welcome, Miss Sina.
Thank you for having me. You know, I think I just want my last name to be Playing It Cool from now on.
Playing It Cool. Let's just say it. Playing It Cool. No, tell me how you really
playing it. Cool.
Playing Cool. But don't you guys think it would be great if her name, her last name is Playing It Cool? Because she is, she always plays it cool. She just plays it cool and underneath the radar. So I had the pleasure of meeting her just a few weeks ago, actually. Mm-hmm. We were connected by a couple people in different ways. And then we were like, we need to meet. And we instantly, just gravitated to each other in every way. On the level of farmers market, on the level of food systems and healthy eating and disparities and all of those good things. And then, you know, the fun stuff too. So I wanted to bring you on here today, Sina, so people understand who you are and what you're doing in the community right now.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me. Yeah. I mean, you're amazing. this space of farmers markets, I think everybody kind of has like their image of what farmer markets are, and I feel like when people look at me, it's not something they expect, and I think it's kind of the same thing. We're like really connect.
And here we come yeah. The woman of color of Minnesota, the only two in the room.
But I love it. I love it. I feel like you give me confidence and power to do my job well. And I hope that I can be that with you. But yeah, we're definitely making a difference in our community when it comes to food systems and food. So thank you for sharing my story. Yeah.
Yeah. So you started off about 4 or 5 years ago. You actually were running one of the farmers markets, one of the largest farmers markets, correct?
Yes. So there are 373 farmers markets currently in Minnesota. The Minneapolis Farmers Market is the largest open air farmers market in the upper Midwest. So there's 172 stalls built in 1876. The current location was built in the 1930s by the city of Minneapolis. And how I, you know, was introduced to the market was through my family. So I was a regular customer at the St. Paul and Minneapolis Farmers Market as a kid. My mom would, and I, that was like our bonding time. And so I had these like nostalgic memories of the farmers market. And then when the pandemic happened in 2020, I had an opportunity to basically help, you know, with COVID protocols and with communications and managing the vendors, marketing, the PR. And so I was working in an industry of food and wine where the market was my client for a food event. And they reached out to me and said they needed help. And I was like, you know what? Who knows what's going to happen? You know, right. At the time we had no idea if the world was ending or not. And I said, you know what, let's get back in the community. Let's go back to the place that I love and help. So I think a lot of people felt that way at the beginning of the pandemic, is just wanted to be with community. So that was my calling and how I started. But yeah, so some of the things I'm really proud of at the Minneapolis Farmers Market is really, you know, being a part, we talk about us being people of color, you know, it was the first time ever that there was all women running the market and people of color. Yes. So it was an amazing experience. But with that comes, you know, a lot of things.
Yeah. So here we are running this market, and the world changed, right, during that time. So you're in this running this market as, so if I recall right, Cambodian refugee, correct?
Yes.
Originally. So now living in the United States for 20 plus odd years, and now civil unrest happens and they're putting you on the front to run this farmers market. That is mostly, that world is white men.
Yes.
And so what did you see as some disparities that you immediately saw that has kind of probably been brushed underneath the table?
Yeah, I mean, it's a farmer managed market, which is a beautiful thing to have your farmers run, you know, their space. But the problem was representation. Most of the vegetable growers are Hmong growers, but there's no representation on the board. And so for me, I really just try to cultivate these relationships with our Hmong farmers to understand why they didn't want to run for board seats, and, you know, why they didn't want to be a part of the process of operational side of it. And, you know, farming is hard enough as it is.
Absolutely.
And then to be in a space where you're, I learned this from Shonda Rhimes, first only different, you come up with different, you know, obstacles and barriers. And, you know, frankly, people just didn't have time for that. You know, when you're really, your main focus is to be a farmer and support your family. But with that comes no change, you know? So that right away, was an issue that I saw, but a big one was with our food access program. Absolutely. I think we were just kind of scraping the surface at first. But once we really understood the needs of the community, and, you know, I implemented a program and we grew it, you know, 300% basically.
Wow.
By the time that I left and started with MFMA. So just really servicing the community on exactly how they wanted to be serviced was kind of my big takeaway from the Minneapolis Farmers Market. Yeah.
Okay. So now here you are, you moved into a completely different position. So yeah. Now I feel like, you know, as you talked about like farmers not being on the board, you kind of took your position of like, I'm going to go on this top level where I can enter in to these negotiations. I can give people a voice. I can talk about the things that they're not talking about. And so that's how we met, is someone saying like, you know, Shay has a great voice. She's willing to stand up and say what she needs to say. And here we are, when we start doing the research, we're like, okay, so this 373 farmers markets, and Shay's the only one.
Yeah.
And she's like, she's, I need to show what me.
Woman, black person.
Yeah, yeah, black woman, black person. So just think about that for those that are watching. I'm the only one out of 373 farmers market in a state that has 5.7 million people.
Yeah.
So if that doesn't tell you the disparity, I don't know what does. But right. I think together, as we are looking at this as long-term, right, not the one-off for this year, been doing our research and understanding what we need to do and go to that higher level, go to the Capitol, speak to those senators and those representatives. I think that's what's going to make a change, right? That's going to be the revolution of how farming is looking, because it's not just for the farmers, it's for the vendors too that are selling their products and trying to be in these outdoor spaces for 5-6 months. We don't have all year round, right? Mm-hmm. And so what do you think, just so far since you've been in this position, have you seen a change in?
Yeah, I mean, I still feel very new. I started in January of this year, and, you know, working on the streets of Minneapolis with farmers in person and vendors, to now being in almost this political space with the legislative session. It's everything feels crazy to me. Everything feels like a culture shock to me, if that makes sense. I think a lot of times it feels like middle school or high school again, where I kind of, when I'm in a new space, I kind of try to look that to see if someone else is kind of like me and just kind of gravitate towards them and try to get through this together. But what I'm seeing now too is, at this time, even though I might be the only person in the room that is a person of color or the only woman in the room, I think there's a lot more people within the space that are willing to advocate for me, and hear me out, because I have a lot of ideas. I'm definitely an idea person, and I'm a straight point type person, and it's really hard for me not to be very honest with how I feel. Yeah. And when I know that there are other people in the room who are supporting my thoughts, and that's why I work with MFMAs, because of Kathy Zeman, who is the executive director, because she is exactly like that. She does not change for a room. She is an organic farmer, the leader of this organization. And so I see her as an example. And even though she is a white woman, it's not common to have people like her or a woman like her in that space. So we kind of, even though our, you know, what we're going through and our barriers are a little bit different, we see commonality in certain things, and it makes me more confident to be myself and to do my job the way I feel like I can do it.
I think that's wonderful. I think it's wonderful, and I see, you're definitely representing the farmers. I felt like yesterday we were able to go to the Capitol together. Yes. And testify behind farmers and farmers market. And I posted that I felt like I represented for everyone that doesn't have a voice. And we were just there, 2 weeks prior, I noticed that when the farmers, they feel like they don't have a voice, right? Even if they are white male, because they maybe don't have the education, or they've been out in the fields for 30, 40 years. We're coming from, you know, a different place. We're coming from that, you know, very new with our yellow earrings and our bright colors and our nails did, and we're coming and we're not what they're expecting, right?
No.
But they're listening. I definitely feel they're listening. Because just from the people you've introduced me to, they've already reached out. Like, let's connect. Let's see what you're doing. And I think the biggest statement when I went back and looked about the work you and I are trying to do here was when, I said, I've been doing this by myself. And I just said, I need help. And everybody, a lot of people need help. We need to make sure that these vendors and these farmers have places to be able to, you know, display what their product is, and also not feel nervous and scared that there's never any money for that. And I felt heard, and you probably do. I felt you were heard. Like, there was a good energy in the room. And I think that's probably the first time they had seen a Black and Asian woman like representing like that. You could tell there, it was all eyes, like, what are they saying? Is there any questions? No, there's no questions. We are very Black and white. We kept y'all heard what we said. We didn't say it low, so we could say it small. We said it exactly how we said.
Absolutely.
But what I think is the change that can happen. And so now we're offering a venture this weekend, you guys.
Yes.
So we are heading to San Diego, to one of the largest farmers markets, correct?
Yes, it is it's a pretty big market. It's really interesting, because I've been just so indulged in the Midwest,
right.
And so going out to California, it's very inspiring to see. It's just because you work in a space and you see the farmers. It's a different type of farming climate out there.
Exactly.
So produce is different, but also the type of businesses that are represented and cultures, you know, it's a reflection of the community. So, I'm excited to show you.
I'm excited to go experience it and bring it back, you know, as we talk about, as I always say, it's not just about fitness, right? It's about wellness and nutrition. And this nutrition piece about getting that farm to table and actually being up close and personal to these people and what they're doing. They're creating, you know, generations of wealth. They're creating, you know, easy access to food. That's always my biggest thing is how can we create easy access to food when it's right here? It's just, for me, it breaks my heart that anyone in the United States does not have access to food. We have food on everything about our lives is food. So why are people hungry? Why, what are we doing? So yes, I'm excited. And we're gonna definitely, she's excellent at this. We're going to log this journey and do a whole reel and post about it. And we'll have you back on to talk about what we experienced and how we're going to bring back that, you know, some of those concepts and just some great things, you know, practices that we can do to help our farmers and local farmers market.
Absolutely. Yeah. Everybody knows that I'm the communications director for Minnesota Farmers Market Association, because I'm the first to have my camera out taking photos.
The camera's out. She is posting. She does reels. See, that's that generation. What are you, Generation Z? Generation? Are you millennial? All the generations. So she's like on it. She's on it, capturing everything. But I think it's just wonderful what you're doing. I think you're a great addition. And I think they can learn a lot from you, from what you're doing, from your point of view and through your lens. So how can people get in touch with you?
Yeah, so I'm very active on Instagram. So I have my Instagram handle, which is Sina at Work. And basically, I just really like to document what my world is like working in the farmers market industry. And so that's just kind of my personal point of view perspective. And then also through Minnesota Farmers Market Association. And the Minnesota Farmers Market Association advocates and supports farmers markets and the industry in general. So it's big on training. We help provide insurance. We help change laws so that it works for our communities, like our cottage food producers. We're out there trying to get funding and making sure that people in positions of power makes farmers markets a priority, making sure they're thinking about the food system and valuing where our food comes from. So all of that kind of goes under the Minnesota Farmers Market Association. But me personally, I'm a food access advocate. So it's huge. You know, I was the kid in school that got free lunch. And if, you know, things didn't pan out, I got the powdered milk, or if food was being donated to us, it was food that wasn't culturally appropriate. Like, we didn't eat, you know, mac and cheese out of a box at my house. Like, we had rice, you know, I'm Cambodian.
This is wrong. Yeah. Well, I love everything you're doing. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm so excited for our trip and for us
to come back
and tell you guys and just learn more about this food access and everything that is revolving and growing, right? You are the new face of what food and access and healing looks like, right?
Yes,
so as always, thank you for joining. Thank you for those that are listening, watching. As always, inhale the positive, exhale the negative. Remember, the farmer's market starts May 20th, 9 a.m. I am teaching the first fitness class. I'm going to remind y'all every week till then. So remember that.
And I'll be there too.
Yes. So keep doing everything you're doing. And as always, thank you for joining. I'm Coach Shay with Fitness Revolution. Bye-bye.
Check back next week for more on living your healthier lifestyle and share previous episodes of Shay's podcast with your friends. Log on to ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com.
Hi, I'm Shaletta Brundage. I'm a media personality, podcaster, and a business owner. But my most important role is mom. Three of my beautiful kids have been diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder. When I didn't know who to trust or where to turn, I found ACRA. ACRA provides home care services to families all over Minnesota. The care is not one size fits all. They know each one of my kids is unique. They listen to what resources we needed and what's best for our family. I've seen my kids grow and thrive with ACRA's in-home care. While autism is the most common diagnosis among ACRA clients, ACRA offers personalized in-home care services for people with disabilities, chronic illnesses, behavioral diagnosis, and mental illness. They work with children, adolescents, and older folks too. Find out more about ACRA at their website, acrahomecare.org. ACRA helps me provide my kids with a better quality of life. They can do it for your family too.
When I walked across that stage at my high school graduation, I was excited, but confused about my next step. Then I walked through the doors at Doherty Family College. Doherty Family College is part of the University of St. Thomas. It's a two-year college that lets you earn an associate's degree and puts you on a path to your bachelor's degree. Classes are small, so I have a personal relationship with professors committed to my success. Like the name says, they treat us like family. They call us scholars because they believe we could do anything we put our minds to. They set us up for excellence with free tutoring, and that's not the only thing that's free. Laptops, books, even breakfast and lunch, and bus fare. That's part of the package here at Doherty Family College. It's even free to apply. So do like I did. Go to dfc.stthomas.edu and set up a tour. We'd be excited to welcome you to our family here at Doherty Family College.
You know Shaletta makes you laugh, but did you know Shaletta Brundage can also make you think and boost your business? Media personality, activist, and comedian Shaletta Brundage founded Shaletta Makes Me Laugh to celebrate and share the best of Black culture. It's a podcasting platform. You can download 10 weekly podcasts hosted by African-American subject experts at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com is also a production house creating broadcast-quality commercial content. And Shaletta and her team of storytellers create powerful promotional campaigns to get businesses the brand awareness they're looking for. Some of Minnesota's top businesses trust Shaletta, and you can too. Get out the word about your events and products and get in front of communities of color with ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. She's got the power to help your business.
You started your business with big dreams and big ideas. But achieving your goals is a matter of doing the little things right. At Bremer Bank, we're ready to help you navigate all the details, questions, and challenges you encounter on your way to growth and success. Because right now, relationships matter more than ever. And understanding is everything. Find out more at Bremer.com.
At General Mills, our table is your table. And we believe racial equity, diversity, and inclusion are key ingredients for our success. Learn more about our work to inspire change at generalmills.com/racial equity.
When it comes to deciding what gets recycled or what doesn't, you don't have to be confused. Ramsey County makes it easy to drop off the right items at the right locations without a lot of extra work. And it's free. Yard waste. Check. Household hazardous waste? You bet. Food scraps? Those too. Unwanted medicine? We take it. Old electronics? Bring them by. Household recycling? You know it. Learn what items you can dispose of and where at RamseyRecycles.com. Because in Ramsey County, recycling is for everyone.